Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This works if I actually turn the microphone on. Welcome to another Nutty Bites Dinner and a Movie for the dog days of podcasting. I am recording this outside, so you may be hearing extra crickets as opposed to just the lots of crickets that are in my house. Yeah, I've got a cricket problem. I actually put out traps and this powder stuff at all the entrances and stuff, and it's a little bit better, but, like, that's my big problem. Crickets. Could be worse. Could be ants, right? Okay, so today I'm going to give you a spoiler-free review of the web series Con Man by Alan Tudyk. So Alan Tudyk did this Kickstarter thing. He wanted to do a TV show, or a web series rather, called Con Man, and it's basically like a fictional version of himself, an actor who's pretty much only known for one role in a sci-fi show, and he goes from convention to convention, and his quest to land a serious acting role. And it's a lot of fun. Oh, this is really funny, sorry. There's somebody slow driving in front of my house. They were driving at normal speed, and then they slowed down. Yeah, they caught a Pokemon. You can totally tell. There's not in front of my house, but like just a bit down on either side are hot points for Pokemon. That's funny. Anyway, so Con Man is about this guy, and he's going from convention to convention, and it was a Kickstarter, and I Kickstarted it and got myself the all digital package, right? I think I was supposed to get a digital download, but then he ended up making a deal with Vimeo, and that means I can stream it whenever I want, but whatever. And it's really fun, and there's a lot of, like, in-jokes, and there's a lot of stuff in it that is a little too real. Let's just say there's certain scenes that I'm pretty sure are a lot what happened to certain con actors who have had to go into rehab afterwards, after certain cons. I'm trying to be very vague, but yeah, you might know of these people. And oh, that's weird, all the lights on the street went out. Anyway, I'm easily distracted. So there's a couple of things that are just a little bit too real. It's neat because you've got a bunch of well-known actors playing various fictional versions of themselves, and then you've got actors playing themselves with their own names. So that's kind of neat. And there's a lot of, like, in-jokes, and all of the different actors, like, so many of the actors are somehow related to Whedon projects or very geeky things and so forth, and it's pretty neat. And there, it's like nothing but cameos, but it's awesome. I mean, for instance, Casper Van Dien from Starship Troopers is the bartender at every single bar throughout the entire series, and that's just it. He has no lines. He's just the same bartender everywhere. It's very funny. It's a little sad, but just awesome. And so many of the actors, I mean, like, Nathan Fillion is playing an over-ego-sized version of himself as something more Jack Moore, I think. And then you've got things like, you know, Amy Acker playing somebody that is completely unlike what Amy Acker is in reality. And it's really neat. And all of the different cameos are just a lot of fun. And I don't want to spoil the cameos for you because they're really neat who they get to play all these different people. Oh, I think I'm getting some wind here. Sorry about that. Like, pretty much, I don't think everybody, but most of the people from Firefly show up. And there's even a Joss Whedon cameo in there, and yeah, it's pretty neat, and a lot of, you know, convention types and so forth. And so it was fun. It was humorous. So the way that it ended, it's obviously leading to a season two. So I went looking, and it looks like he made a deal to put season two on Comic-Con HQ, which is another streaming service you have to pay for. I am so not interested in buying Comic-Con HQ, and I really hope that when they make this series, I can just buy it on iTunes or something, because I don't want to buy a streaming service just so I can watch one TV show, because I'm not that interested in the Comic-Con panels. I don't know. I am not an endorser for Comic-Con HQ. It doesn't look worthwhile to me. It doesn't seem like a solid investment. I don't, honestly, unless you can offer the same quality and vast amounts of programming and individual programming like Netflix, I don't see a reason to get another service. And I'd totally be into Amazon Prime if they had video in Canada. That's the other thing. A lot of these things, they don't work in Canada. So they're very limited. It's not helpful. But I highly recommend Comic-Con. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I'm glad that I finally watched it. I've had it just sitting there forever. But I haven't watched it because I was saving it to watch with Tech. And then I realized, you know what? He's never going to watch it with me. I'll have to watch it first and tell him if he'll like it or not. So that's what I did. And when you're a podcaster and reviewing movies, staying up all night watching a TV show, it's not goofing off. It's just research. So I'm going to pair this with Greek yogurt with granola on top, just because it seems like something the Hollywood types would eat. I love, it's so sad, but I do. I love the Greek yogurt. I can't drink. I can't eat regular yogurt anymore because it just tastes like a liquid. It doesn't taste like a food. And I like to put granola or some sort of cereal on top. And then I mix it all up. Actually, it's like basically the yogurt replaces the milk for cereal or granola. Really good. You can put some fruit in there. That's yummy. So there you go. Con Man. It was pretty good. And on a more personal note, today has been 2 years since the passing of my podcast brother, PG Holyfield. And I don't know. It feels weird. I'm going to do a shot of Fireball when I get in the house, just as a bit of a tribute to him. Hashtag because PGH. It's weird. It's, it feels like longer and like it just happened at the same time. I'm a lot less sad this year. I think I've accepted and been able to move on a lot more. And, hate cancer and hate the fact that he's gone, but it's, I'm able to deal, able to move on, but I miss him. And I, right after my birthday, will always miss him. So that was a downer. Sorry about that. So, go watch some Con Man. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Nutty Bites is produced at Nimlas Studios. You can find us on the web at nimlasstudios.org. This work is created under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported International License. What that means is you can share it, you can send it to your friends, you just can't make any money off of it, you can't change it, and you have to link back to me, my site, and everything. You can comment and send feedback by going to nimlas.org/nuttybites. You can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can call the comment line by going to 347-NUTTY42, or you can find me on Twitter, you can search on Google+, you can search the web, you can find me everywhere.